Av, Tom, del habitri candle?
Bima teste del voximidri, Riley.
Voximidri? Es it palafrancia or calicos alta?
Lorem ipsum, jundusel derentis, aut maxistrol vordemen.
Cark, cark. B. Solarine bex ovida renister del?
Del.
Av, Belenice, de morgan sorgen forgen wallet adela.
Ma es it del habitri candle aut vi greben live in 3, 2.
Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, salesman Timothy Gum, plus music from Sam Wells and star Anna. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rowe! Show! Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Radio Go. I am Riley Routh. All of the things you just heard in the intro are true. They've been fact-checked by me especially. And I'm a trustworthy source. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's great to have you out there listening to our nonsense. We hope you enjoy whatever it is that we've got coming up. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to a salesman. Timothy Gum. I wonder if he sells gum. That would make sense. Or if he sells Tim. Or if he sells Othy. I don't know what those are, but you know what? It's payday. I just got paid, so whatever it is, I'm buying. I'll tell you that. So, I was walking to the studio today, walking through town on my way to the big high-rise in which we record Radio Go. The enormous tower where this show takes place, obviously. And I felt kind of a slightly weird feeling about the world around me. You ever have one of those moments where maybe you're a little bit in your head, you're thinking about other stuff and you can't necessarily focus or pay attention to your external surroundings? And then something hit me and I realized it was something different in the environment that was freaking me out. As I was walking through the town centre, I realized there was no construction going on within sight. And this is in the very centre of the city, a place where construction has pretty much ruled, I think, since prehistoric times. I'm pretty sure there were cavemen, you know, bashing rocks against scaffolding. This shows you how little I know about construction. You know, it's mostly bashing things against scaffolding, right? This brings me on to a different thought. What is scaffolding for? What's going on there exactly? I kind of assume it's for something, like, because you always see it erected. Obviously, things need to be scaffolded. I honestly don't know. There's many things that I don't know about, I'll confess. But scaffolding, whatever it's for, has been an ever-present sight in the city in which I live for, well, as long as I've lived here. And it was very strange just walking through and there were people and pavement and buildings and open space and nothing was being built on or demolished or destroyed or redeveloped or reimagined or rebooted. And it was just very, it felt wrong, to be honest with you. Like, it was nice, but in a way, like, the natural order of the world has been upset, you know? It felt really weird. And then I walked around the corner and there was a huge building site and there was like a fucking bulldozer next to a pile of dirt right in the middle of the road, and everything felt okay after that point. I felt much better. So that's what's been going on with me. I don't know. I mean, I get that progress is important. You can't really go through the world without progress. There's always going to be somebody who wants to build a thing on another thing. But I wonder what would happen if the city just said, you know what, 5 years, we're going to do 5 years with what we've got, and we're not going to fix anything. So if something breaks, if there's a flood, if a toilet explodes, if a skyscraper crumbles, we'll kick that can down the road. We're not going to actually fix that until later. I think things would be a lot better. I don't think this would cause any problems. And so that's why I'm running as the mayor of Sheffield. No, not really. For one thing, the mayor of Sheffield, I don't think can do any of that shit. But I think that I'm running for whatever position it is that lets you do all of those things. Head builder? Does Sheffield have a head builder? And if so, is it an elected position? And if so, can I run for it? I'll even research scaffolding. That would be great. So as I said, we've got a fantastic show coming up. We're going to be talking to Timothy Gum. Really excited for that, to see what he's selling, because like I say, I'm buying. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to a song. This is a great song, a little known song by an artist called Sam Wells in America. It's a lovely little upbeat ukulele number. It's called Taking Chances. Hope you enjoy it here on Radio Go.
All right, Riley, that was pretty good.
I thought that was excellent.
I think, yeah, as your first go, not too bad.
All right, well,
but,
you know.
Like, there's been some... We've had some callers in, and also some factual inconsistencies.
Mm-hmm.
Many people want to know why you didn't know that builders are the only career that migrate south for the winter.
I didn't know that.
Yes, well, I mean, some of them are still up here.
Wow. Actually, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, scaffolding you can be forgiven for, because no one knows what that's for.
Yeah.
But the migratory patterns of contract builders, it's it's on the school curriculum, and people are questioning your education and why you're a radio host. I'm just going
to... I didn't know this job required education.
I'm just going to... Well, you are taking over from the previous DJ... I'm assuming you know.
Yeah. Drive Time Danny.
Yeah, Drive Time Danny. He had a diploma from Oxford Blue University.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. When I was a kid, I always dreamed of going to Oxford Blue University.
Mm.
Yeah. Wait.
We all did.
Sorry, did you say Blue University or University?
Blue University, yeah.
Blue University. Right, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other one is. Well, look, I know that Drive Time Danny, for all of his many assault allegations, has, built a loyal fan base.
Mm.
I just think that what people want is somebody who's a little more down to earth. And I think if there's one or three words that I would use, one hyphenated triple-barrel word
want.
I would
right,
use.
Right, I'll tell you what people want while the music's still going.
Tell me
it's nearly over, but I'll tell you what people want.
Tell me what they want, they really, really want.
They want people to be informed on the migratory patterns of career builders.
That's all they want?
They want many other things, but that specifically today, people have been riled up by it.
Okay, well maybe, can we see if maybe David Attenborough's free? Bring him in.
Why? Why would we want David Attenborough?
To do the natured voice. We observe the packs of migratory contract workers moving from the north.
These are human beings, they're not animals.
You're right.
Why would we do a natured documentary on builders?
I'm so sorry. You know what? I'm actually really glad.
You think builders are beneath you?
No. Most of the time they're above me. That's part of what the scaffolding's for. But
even Drive Time Dave didn't. Like,
Drive
down
Time
to builders.
Drive Time Dave came before Drive Time Danny, right?
Yes.
I'm just making sure I've got my timeline right.
They both had a diploma from Oxford Blue University.
Did they graduate the same year?
No.
How many years apart? How do you know so much about the educational qualifications of
26.
My predecessors?
Because I bet them, Riley.
You didn't bet me.
Well, there's my problem. Anyway, the music's coming. Yeah, let's... You're doing good. You're doing a really good job.
Thanks, Tom. Great producing. Radio Go. That was Taking Chances by Sam Wells. Hope you enjoyed that one. All right. Coming up next on the show. Oh. Sorry. Looks like I'm getting a call. This is embarrassing. All right. Hello?
Hello. Is this?
Riley Ralph.
Yes, it is. Who's speaking?
Hello. My name is Greg Fundleberry. And I'm calling you today about your
home insurance.
Oh, it's a spam call. Sorry, not interested.
I am not a spam call. I am truly interested in your
home insurance.
All right, this is just weird. When did you get a clip of me saying the words home insurance like that?
I am trying to tell you, this is not a recorded message. If you must know, I have a rare
speech impediment.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Greg. I didn't mean to insult you. So Your speech impediment causes you to mimic the voices of others?
Precisely. But only the last two words of
any sentence.
Well, at least your enunciation is good. All right, I'm sorry, what did you want to know?
I wanted to know whether you were happy with your
home insurance. Right.
Yeah, my home insurance, sorry. Yeah, I haven't really thought about it, but I guess so.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Identity assimilated.
Oh. Okay, that's probably fine. Don't think I have to worry about that. So anyway, we have our guest arrived here in the studio with us. I'm very excited to talk to them. They are a salesman, I'm told, and their name is Timothy Gum. Timothy, welcome to Radio Go.
Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for coming. Great to see you. Great to meet you. We've never met before, I don't think.
No, that would be, well, it's possible, but...
Maybe in another life.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not going to ask you deep questions of spirituality because you're a salesman. You're here to do business, is that right?
Well, you know, you just let me in and I'm always looking for new places to peddle my wares, as it were. Would any of you kids like some slime?
I'm sorry, did you say some lime?
Some slime with some, an S.
Some limes with an S.
And some.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
No, that's okay. You're going to... You'll have to speak up. I'm 106.
You are? Wow.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't have guessed that just from looking at you. I would have guessed that you were probably no more than 99.
Oh, thanks. It kept me young. This is only my side gig. My main job is being the green man at the crossing.
Well, hold on, Timothy. Do you want to talk about your slime sales? Or do you want to talk about your main job as the green man?
Well,
I'm happy with either. I've got to let you know. It's a choose-your-own-interview kind of situation.
I don't come into your workplace and ask if you want to talk about your other job. Do you? That's quite rude. I'm on the clock for slime.
You don't want to ask him about their other job. It's,
Tom, no. Do not talk on mic.
Sorry.
Do not.
You boy, would you like some slime?
What is it used for?
Oh, slime is fun for all ages, I'm told.
Can I ask, Timothy, you said that it keeps you young. You didn't actually say are you saying the slime keeps you young?
Everything.
Everything keeps you young? What does that mean exactly?
Sorry, that's my whooping cough.
Oh,
That doesn't keep me young, that keeps me old. It's really a sliding scale.
So you're keeping in balance.
Yes, exactly.
The slime counterbalances the whooping cough. Okay, well, maybe we could start. Do you have any samples that you could show us?
Oh, yes, I've got, I thought you'd never ask. I've got an array right here.
An array. So there are different varieties of slime.
Yes, yes.
And do they all have different applications, different pros and cons, or is it more of a sort of fanciness? Is there a significant price hike between each of these slime samples?
Well, I offer a bespoke service. You know, the slime that the young kids make in their little pots.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember that, being a young kid making... What was that even made out of? What was the ingredients?
Well, I don't know, because I don't do that slime.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Why did you bring it up exactly? Why did it occur to you to mention that?
As a point of reference.
Oh, okay.
To tell you what I'm not.
Okay.
Yes, that's our biggest competition. We call it... normal slime.
What do you call your own slime?
Bespoke
slime. I see. So that slime is off the shelf and this is tailored to an individual?
Yes, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
You tell me the ingredients and I'll brew it.
Oh, okay. So I could tell you the kinds of things that I wanted inside of a slime.
Yeah.
And you could make that happen for me.
Have you made slime for any celebrities?
Yeah, I think so.
It really depends
what you mean by celebrity. The Red Man, he's always asking me.
Oh, I've seen the Red Man.
Yeah, he likes this slime.
Okay, I see.
And you know.
He's slightly above you, right?
The Red Man from the lampposts?
Yeah, the lampposts.
Yeah.
Are they on lampposts?
Yeah, no, traffic crossings.
And yeah, lamppost is fully not the word you want. Yeah, yeah.
No, you're confusing me. You're confusing them with some young ruffian graffiti. No, all kinds like my slime. Some like it hot.
What? Okay, so I'm really interested in this, and I'm not just saying that because I have to fill some time on my radio show. I wonder, if you were to make a bespoke slime for me, what kinds of... Would you need to get a sense of my personality? Would you need to get a sense of who I am or what I might need to use the slime for? Is that the kind of things you would find out? Well, how much research do you do into a client?
I mean, just looking at you right now, I suppose I would just, you know, go around the room and hoof things up, and then it'd all bruise up here, and then I dig it out.
I'm sorry,
when it's ready.
For the benefit of the listener, when you said up here, you pointed at your own face,
yes,
and your own head. Are you saying that you would yourself ingest the slime?
I am. I'm, you know, well, in for the marketing copy, we say it's harvested in the twin caverns of the face. By which point I'll let you in on a little trade secret. Actually, we just...
Yeah?
It just comes out of the nose.
The twin?
It's functionally just mucus.
Tim. May I call you Tim?
No.
I'm so sorry. Timothy. Mr. Gum. I forgot my manners. You are an older gentleman. I should treat you with respect. But mucus... Yes. So just horrible stuff that comes out of your face, and usually, you know, phlegm, snot.
There you go. These are all words they don't let us use in the marketing copy.
Okay.
But yes, no, I would generally go and, you know, let small children and or animals run themselves over my face and then generate germs.
How long does that part of the process take exactly? Like how long are you letting an animal or small child run over your face? I'd love you to walk me through the process of making slime.
Okay. So it starts with you take a small creature of some kind and you gauge its health and you make sure to take one of the more sickly looking ones. So yeah. I take my favourite thing to do is take a small possum.
Are you starting to feel better, by the way? Your voice has become a lot less gravelly.
No,
Oh no.
Now you've drawn attention to it. You've thrown me out of balance.
Timothy's weeping now.
I'm so sorry. Hang on.
Slime coming out of
Let me bottle this one up for later. There we go. Look, I always carry some extra jars. So no, I take something sickly and I inhale it. And, you know, I've born with 3 allergies. But they're the most common ones.
Okay.
So,
if it's not too personal a question, what are your 3 allergies?
It is, but I will still tell you.
Okay, thank you.
It would be unsporting of me to otherwise do. And remember, this is all trade secrets.
Of course, no, nobody will hear this.
Good. So dust.
That's one of your allergies.
Yes, dust. Yes.
So that's a pretty common.
I told you a common. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not doubting you. I'm just reinforcing.
Okay,
I'm sort of the fact checker around here. And so far, what you've said is a fact.
There you go. Okay.
All right, number 2.
Pollen, which I suppose is a kind of dust. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I guess it is. I wonder if maybe you're just allergic to very small things.
No, because the third one is coasters.
And that's been the case your whole life, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And not just because you saw a coaster in front of you right now?
No.
In the moment that...
When I was born, 106 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
My mother wanted to lay me down on the table, and she put a coaster under me, and I sneezed so violently that I rolled under the carpet. And that's how I got my name, Timothy.
Stop laughing, Riley. It's not funny.
I'm so sorry.
You've got no respect.
I just need you to connect that dot for me. When you say that's how you got your name, what... I guess I don't immediately see what in that story means that you would have gotten the name Timothy.
Well, you're just not very bright, are you?
No, he didn't intellectual... go to university. It's...
Listen, hey! I went to university for like a year.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you, please. Please just tell me. You don't have to tell me that you're going to tell me. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. That's fine. You can tell me. Yeah.
Yes. So, well, as you know, I'm from Yorkshire. So it was the common exclamation at the time when somebody falls off a table to go, Tim, off the... Because I fell off the coffee table.
To him.
But I didn't say it right.
Wait. To him off the...
Yes.
I see. And you said this as a baby?
No,
or
no,
somebody,
it was...
Somebody said this about you.
Yes, because right. I fell. Yes, keep up.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm just... Gosh. You're giving me a lot of information right now, and honestly, I'm still fixated on that slime that's kind of in front of you. That one there looks... The one that you just made, you can kind of... I don't know if I'm becoming a bit of a connoisseur here, but you can kind of tell that it's especially fresh. Is fresh slime more valuable than maybe a few days old or even a few weeks old? Or is it like wine? Does it age?
It really depends what you want it for. Some people like the glisten because they add it to soup.
This is edible. People eat this.
I mean, you know, have you seen anyone stuffing their face with slime? I see it all the time.
Well, I expect you would in your line of work.
Wow, what's that supposed to mean?
Just that you're a slime salesman. You said it yourself. It's the reason you're on the show. You can't get offended at me.
You're frightfully rude. I'll be writing to your mother.
All right, well, that's fair. She'll be happy to hear from you, actually, because she's been looking for some slime for a little while.
Oh.
Look, we're gonna have to move on, but can you stick around for a little bit, maybe? I'd love to talk to you after the break.
Yeah, you know, just call me a piece of slime because I'll be sticking right here.
Disgusting. Okay, thank you so much, Timothy Gum. Appreciate it. We're going to go to another song now. This is a song similarly upbeat. This is a little disco number. It's called Pure Magic, and it's by an artist called Star Anna. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back with more of Timothy Gum and much more here on Radio Go.
Riley,
this is going all right.
The man's 106 years old.
I know.
Stop grilling them. You're not Paxman. Stop asking the hard questions.
Fucking am Paxman. Listen,
you
Paxman,
are not.
Paxman doesn't have shit on me. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Paxman went to Blue University.
Paxman did a shit on you.
Oh.
What kind of podcast is this? I didn't know we were. I've got all kinds of stories about that kind of thing. You should have started with that.
Timothy Gum's half listening to our private conversation. Timothy, can I get you a coffee, maybe?
Yes, why not?
Okay, great. Let me just go grab that. Tom, maybe you could help me get the coffee?
Well, I would be able to if the door wasn't slammed shut.
Oh,
yes, I do tend to do that.
Timothy.
I've ever gone out of business cards and I wanted a way for you to remember me and my services.
Okay.
So I thought if I slime the door shut.
The cleaners, are going to freak.
Hold on, let me Okay, then it's not working. I can't open the door. This is terrible. That's powerful slime.
That noise, was that you trying to open the door or was that the door trying to open? I can't.
That was me trying to open the door.
That was just the force of you trying to open the door.
Yeah, I can tell you what the noise of the door trying to open sounds like.
Okay.
You sound like you're making out with a plunger.
What would you know about that, Timothy Gum?
Well, if you'd led with that, you'd find out, wouldn't you? But
so you've trapped us here in the studio.
Well,
does the slime degrade at any point? Are we going to be able to get out?
You've asked me a lot of questions. Give me time to answer. Which question do you want? You've asked trapped. We're not allowed to use that word in the marketing copy. They've,
the fact that they've specified... You know what, Timothy Gum, I can't even with you. Tom, look, okay, I know that I'm going a little hard on old Mr. Gum over here, but honestly, I just want you to take my role here more seriously.
We have to get them in my helicopter.
What?
They couldn't walk up the stairs.
Who?
Mr. Gum.
Oh.
They were lying down. You know, like, why? You know, like mountain rescue when someone's gone on a stretcher?
I see, like that. I see what you mean.
To get them on the roof. 20 stories up.
I guess that if I were in your position...
They cost a lot.
Yeah, why did you buy a helicopter, first of all?
I didn't buy one. It was here.
Well, hold on. Then you stole a helicopter.
I brought it back. I put it back where I found it.
How do you know how to fly a helicopter?
It says Radio Go on the side.
Okay. No, that's the traffic copter. That's what people use to you know, fly over the city and see for themselves. Why was that ever a thing, by the way? I guess back before the internet, before you could, you know...
The song's nearly over. All I'll say is... I've got a lot of hidden talents.
Oh, is that... You're one of the men of the wall, aren't you?
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Pure Magic by Star Anna. Love that song. Timothy, did you enjoy that one?
It's all just noise these days, isn't it?
I see. Yeah. That is.
I meant you two. The singing was quite good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Great. Thanks.
You know who I miss?
Who do you miss?
Princess Diana.
Yeah. We all do. The people's princess.
Yes.
Yeah. No, of course. We all do. Oh, okay. Producer Tom is gone. He's done with... We're back here. It's Radio Go, and we have Timothy Gum here. Mr. Gum, 100 and... What did we say? 106 years
106.
Old? That's right, yeah. And your slime, I've noticed...
yes.
There's quite a lot more of it than there was before the song.
Yes, I've been working.
You have... But you seem to be excreting it from your skin now, as well as your, like, mouth and nose?
Yes.
Is that normal? Is that typically how these things...
It's seasonal. This happens around this time of year. Yes.
Really?
It's almost time for me to enter my slime cocoon.
Oh, you hibernate over the winter? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. You know, being the green man on the crossing is my subject.
We haven't talked about that yet. Can we take a little time to talk? The green man on the crossing is your summer job.
I don't want to talk about that. That's not what I'm here for.
It's just that earlier you said it was your main job.
Yes.
And now you're saying it's just your summer. Get your story straight.
It's my main summer job. I can't make it any more obvious.
So, okay, I just want to get a sense of a year in the life of Timothy Gum.
Yes.
So you, during the hottest days of the year, you get up on that crossing.
Yeah.
And when it's safe for people to cross, when they pushed the button, the traffic stopped.
Yes.
You show up.
Yes.
Right. You say, "Hey, let's go. Let's do thing."
Have you ever heard the green man talk? I don't fucking talk. I'm not paid to talk. That costs extra. The council never has funding for that.
No. There was a time, right? Back in the early 80s, mid 80s, when the green man could talk.
Yes.
And these are days because of woke, I think.
Yeah, the main reason. Ruined everything. Princess Diana would never have stood for it.
If you could, when the light turns green and it's safe for people to cross, what would you, like, if you had carte blanche, like, let's say unlimited budget, they could pay you to do it, what would you want to say?
To the people crossing the
road? Yeah. To let them know it's safe.
Say, get across that fucking road, you rats.
You rats. And where do you usually do this? Like, which crossing specifically do you stand outside of?
The one by what's his name?
I think you would know.
No, because you know you look at a place so many times and you forget. Oh yes, the little bakery, the Belgian fries place.
The little bakery.
Yes.
The Belgian fries place.
Yes, they bake their chips. That's why they're called fries, I believe.
I've seen that crossing.
Yeah.
There's like two bits for where the green man can go.
There you go. See, this one pays attention to you.
I'm so sorry. Look, I apologise.
Disrespect.
I feel like I've not been myself today. But look, the show's almost over, but we still have a problem. Timothy, you said because you didn't have a business card, you instead covered our studio door in slime.
Yes.
And trapped us inside here.
Yes.
Is there any way to dissolve this slime that you know of that would maybe allow us to leave the room and escape other than jumping out the window?
Yes, of course, of course. I'm not an idiot. I've got this here, let me, yes, here it is.
Timothy is patting his trench coat for the listeners.
Yes, prime slime time dissolver. And this
prime slime time dissolver.
Prime
That's
slime
a good brand.
Time dissolver. It's good, isn't it? Yes, marketing really works hard on that one.
I have to imagine that you're like you don't like that company so much though, because they destroy what you create.
No. They're my second main summer job.
Well, can you start using...
You see.
It's climbing up to my throat.
No.
This,
oh, boy. No. Oh, look what you've done.
Shut.
Oh, no. Tom's becoming slime before our very eyes.
This could be yours to own right now.
No.
Or there's
price. I'll pay it.
£251.
I'll pay it. Give me the slime remover.
I need the money first.
Oh, my God. Tom.
We don't take cash.
Hold on. Do you have paper?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
No, hang on. Let me
know.
The card reader.
Oh, boy. So you got my card reader loaded?
Just a second. There's no Wi-Fi in here.
Boy.
The slime's blocking the connection.
Okay.
Just give me a second.
He's probably okay.
He'll be fine.
He's breathing.
I've seen it before. Here we go. We're online.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I've just realised my wallet's outside the studio. It's in the green room. Well, never mind. Listen, Timothy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. I want to thank the late lamented producer, Tom.
I hated every second.
And I want to thank Sash for no reason in particular. All right, thanks everybody for listening to Radio Go. We'll see you next time. Bye!